This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Frank Stacio. The Over Mountain Men were a group of Appalachian men who formed a unit and helped win a crucial victory in the Revolutionary War. The Battle of Kings Mountain took place not far from where musician David Childers lives. Childers has been a professional musician for more than two decades, writing songs and touring with a number of different bands. His latest effort is a collaboration with Bob Crawford, the bass player from the Avett Brothers. Together, they've released two CDs as the Over Mountain Men. David Childers joins us now in the studio to play a few songs from the new CD, The Next Best Thing. David Childers, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you, Isaac.
Well, when you first got together with Bob Crawford to form this band, the Over Mountain Men, you had actually grown pretty tired of the musician's life and decided to give it up. What drew you back?
Well, Bob encouraged me to keep writing. I've always liked writing. That's something I studied. I learned. I worked at it. And so I kept writing lyrics. And he's like, he told me, just send me the lyrics. And I'd send him lyrics, and he'd send me back these productions of songs that he had made. I had a lot of people, you know, kind of blowing smoke over the years about, you know, I want to write with you, blah, blah. He actually did. And so we wound up, I recorded a song that he had written for a documentary called Angola, about Angola prison. And we built on that. And in 2009, we went in the studio, which was very close to where the battleground was. Or is still. And actually, my son, Robert Childers, and he actually both had a lot to do with getting me to come back out.
And your son is in the band,
yes,
with you, is that?
Yes.
And why name this group the Over Mountain Men?
Well, that was something they came up with. But we have developed over time a focus on history. We all enjoy history, we all enjoy reading. And we enjoy learning about where we are, things have gone before us. And we saw that, a kernel of that developing on the first record. And that's something Bob Crawford and Robert Childers came up with. I really was not a part of it.
Well, let's get right to the music. I'd love for you to play a song for us. I believe this is going to be the title track from the CD.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Got an idea from Eric Anderson, who is a hero of mine, a songwriter from the 60s. I happened to meet him over in the Netherlands, and he shot this line at me in an email, and that was the genesis of this song. Well, I'm a good old boy with a story to tell, but no voice left to sing. I'm just another face that you're going to forget on the way to the next best thing. I'm a small part of the part that doesn't count in our nation's history. The deal went down and the jobs moved away so we could get on to the next best thing. When the towers fell down on the television screen, I had trouble feeling anything. Those towers in my head fell a long time ago on the way to the next best thing. Well, the next best thing, that's something you ain't got, something that you ain't allowed to see. Just take what we give you and smile when you get it and get on to the next best thing. I thought that wealth meant mine and me, oh, we'd all wear the Super Bowl ring. Now the streets are deserted and I'm lost as hell on my way to the next best thing. When the towers fell down on the television screen, I had trouble feeling anything. Those towers in my head fell a long time ago on the way to the next best thing. America the beautiful, America the dream, like some old Persian king. Hubris and money, greatness wasted on the way to the next best thing. You threw me out and I didn't even know it until I lost a couple of things. My seat at the bar and the keys to my car to get on to the next best thing. When the towers fell down on the television screen, I had trouble feeling anything. Those towers in my head fell a long time ago on my way to the next best thing. Yeah, those towers in my head fell a long time ago on my way to the next best thing.
David Childers of the Overmountain Men with The Next Best Thing off the new CD of the same name. That was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me do it.
Tell me a little bit more about that song. You said how does the writing process work? You said you got an idea from someone and then you went to work on it.
Yeah, I probably had a – it's hard for me to remember because it
sure.
often happens in fragments. And I can't really tell you a lot, but I had some lyrics going on there. I had an idea going, you know, based on what I was seeing with people around me losing their jobs, the American economy tanking out, and, you know, a lot of bad things. And then I was looking for a way to tie it together, and that's where Eric sent me that line. Actually, I had written him about, it was around 9/11, which is something that you might get the wrong idea from that. It's something that really upset me a great deal. Mm. Although I think we kind of lost our minds that day as far as the extremes we went to. But I just in talking about it, he said, well, you know, and he lives in Holland. He's an expatriate, basically. He said, you know, those towers fell for me a long time ago.
And there came the song. Well, and you, you know, that's writing about a very recent historical event, but you, of course, write about a lot of historical events long past.
Sure.
And you know, you mentioned earlier the sort of shared love of history that that you guys have. And you have, for instance, one song on the album about that's all about the life of Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right.
And is that I'm curious when if you're interested in that kind of history. Is it hard to get, you know, like you get the word, you get the sentence, I think John McKinley was assassinated, into a song? Is it hard to get that kind of stuff song rhythm?
It takes a little work. It takes a bit of work. President William McKinley was assassinated by an anarchist in 1901.
That's
you know, Bob, he brought these ideas. Honestly, I'd never thought a whole lot about Teddy Roosevelt. I was raised in a Democrat household. He was Republican. But I read up on the guy, I'm thinking, wow, you know, he's not like Republicans now. And I found him very interesting. The same with, Alexander Hamilton and other characters. That's something that we're hopefully going to keep doing, because it just comes natural to us. But a lot of these ideas I would have not had if Bob hadn't said, hey, why don't you try writing a song about Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, speaking of that, would you play Alexander Hamilton for us?
Yeah, I'll be happy to.
This is
another one Bob brought to me, not completed, but, you know, pretty well developed, and he allowed me to work on it. These men here want to take me down. Down to the dirt, drag me around. Yet I persist, will not abstain from the need to explain. Oh, it's a short life, and I cannot pretend that it's easy being me. Oh, it's not easy when you see. That inspiration is a curse, but doing nothing is much worse. And my arguments, though not planned, put my own blood on my hands. Oh, it's a short life, and I cannot pretend that it's easy being me. Oh, it's not easy when you see I've been need to defend Alexander. I know with truth I'll never win, but here I go again. I sit alone in my room for weeks, perfecting what must be, refuting the enemies of my ideals and the scandals thrown in me. Beneath the palisades we go to reach the shrouded morning spot, a place to silence bitter words, a place for ending jealous plots. Oh, it's a short life, and I cannot pretend that it's easy being me. It's not easy when you see I've a need to defend Alexander Hamilton. I know with truth I'll never win, but here I go again.
Alexander Hamilton, off the new album from the Over Mountain Men, David Childers is with us. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You know, as we said, you've been doing this a couple decades. How are you different now as a songwriter than you were?
Well, I hope I've gotten better at it. You know, but I won't say passionately, because I put a lot of passion. I don't do it every day. Okay. I've found in my life, fortunately, I've made it 61 years, that, you know, you got to live. I started out writing real young. I was studied over here at Chapel Hill, creative writing, and learned, you know, a lot. But I didn't know as much as I thought. When I got out in the world, moved back to Babylon, to Charlotte, and kind of get my hands dirty, you know, to get out and experience life. And I think I've, you know, been able to focus myself on things outside of writing that I write about later. You know, you go have experiences.
You got to have the things to write about.
Well, for me, that's how it works. And I don't judge anybody's methods, but that's just what's worked for me. You know, I've had to live it.
You're not doing a lot of long tours with this album. I mean, part of it is because Bob Crawford has commitments with the Avett Brothers. I mean, do you miss going out on big tours, or is that something?
Well, you know, it just depends. I had a band, David Childers and the Modern Don Ones,
and we toured in the Netherlands. That was really good. It was a good environment to play in.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, I've had a lot of good times, and I'll still take some long rides to play, but it's just there's got to be a point in it, and I don't mind doing it. I hope I get to do more of it. I really do, but that's another thing you can just kill yourself with it, and I think we're at a point where we're looking for, you know, a lot of things are going to develop, hopefully. You know, we'll be playing more going out. But it's in a still kind of a developmental stage.
Well, great. Well, we'd love to hear one more song here.
Sure.
And I'm just going to say that that is the state of things for today. And I thank you all for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Frank Stacio will be back on Monday. The new album from the Overmountain Men is Next Best Thing. And here with one last song is David Childers.
It's called To the Warmer Land. I signed up with Ferguson at Fort 96. The time had come for choosing the king's side I picked. I found out quite quickly no soldier was I, but I stuck to my word, though it cost me my life. We marched through Carolina to a rough, rocky rise where the rebels ringed round us, closed in on all sides. I fired all my shot, used my musket as a club, until a tomahawk severed my left hand to a nub. In October's sunlight, I write these last words, my last thoughts on the matter, this I have observed. I made the wrong choice, but the right one for me. And now I must answer for this error I see. Having followed my king to the top of the hill, I have reached the sad moment.